Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Mishnayos, and today we are doing Parak Beis, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah Hay spoke about if you have coins of Maeser Sheni that got mixed in with coins of Chulin. So now the Mishnah talks about Sela Shel Maeser Sheni Shel Chulin Shel Nesarvu. What if it's silver coins? A Sela is a silver coin of Maeser Sheni that gets mixed up with a silver coin of Chulin, and you don't know which one is which. Now, if you want it, you could bring them both Yerushalayim and treat them with Kedushas Maeser Sheni, but let's assume you have enough money to spend in Yerushalayim, you'd rather not have to load on more items that you have to dafka bring to Yerushalayim. So maybe b'sela ma'os, you could bring a sela worth of copper coins, va'omer sela shel Maeser Sheni b'chol makom shehi m'chalal sela ma'os ha'elu, and what you could do is you could say whichever of these selas is actually Maeser Sheni, it should be m'chulal, it should now become chulin, and in place of that, these copper coins that I have should become Maeser Sheni in their place. And then you could take the nicer one of the Sela coins and move the Kedusha from the copper coins to the nicer of the two Sela coins. Well, wait a second, what does it mean, a nicer one? If you have two quarters, is one nicer than the other? Yeah, that's because we have minted currency of quarters. But if you had a Sela that was made with real silver, so some of them might be more rubbed out, some of them might be fresher and more, have even a little more volume to them. So the nicer of the two, you should turn back into Maeser Sheni. L'chari, you could have just said that, you could have avoided the Bar Tanur points out, you could have avoided this whole procedure and instead just taking the two coins, the two sellers that you had, and say that if this seller is Maeser Sheni, good, and if not, let the Kedusha of the other seller be transferred onto this seller without getting copper coins involved. But we didn't want people to do that because we're afraid that you might forget to make that whole statement, and you'll end up using the wrong one as Maeser Sheni. So they make a bigger ordeal out of it that involves you getting copper coins as well in order to make it more of an ordeal, so that you'll treat it with greater seriousness, and you'll actually go through with doing this properly. The Mishnah goes and says, why do you have to transfer the kedusha back to the silver coin? Once you bring copper coins, why don't you just leave it on the copper coins? Kesef al nechoshes midochak, that you're allowed to transfer kedusha from silver coins to copper coins only when you absolutely have to do so. But otherwise, you're not supposed to, because Maeser Sheni is going to be transferred from something that's very high quality, like silver, to something that's very low quality, like copper. And we'd rather not do that. Veloshe is skayim kain. And even when you have to transfer silver to copper, you don't want to keep it that way. You want it to go right back onto the kesef. So that's why when you transfer it onto the copper coins, you got to put it back on the silver coins, because otherwise you're really downgrading the Maeser Sheni. Now, what happens if you move the Kedusha of the Maeser Sheni onto silver coins, and now you want to move it onto a gold coin? So you really want to upgrade it. Are you allowed to do that? So why not? So Beishame Yomrim Lo Yasa Adam Aslav Dinar Ezav. You should not. You should not take many sellers of silver and transfer its Kedusha's Maeser Sheni onto a gold coin, because we're afraid that, you know how many sellers of silver it's going to take until you fill up one gold coin value with Maeser Sheni? It's going to take so long, you may delay. Ubeisil Matirim, but Beisil says that you're allowed to transfer Maeser Sheni from silver to gold coins. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ani Asisil Ram Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua Es Kaspan Dinari Zahav. So Rabbi Akiva says, I changed the silver Maeser Sheni coins of Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua for gold dinars as following Beisil's Shita, meaning I follow the Shita of the Beisil, that you're allowed to do it, that you're not going to ignore your chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim just because you didn't fill up the gold coin with enough Maeser Sheni value. I have no such concerns. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we learned that if you have a Sela of Maeser Sheni and a Sela of Chulin, and you don't know which one is which, just bring copper coins, transfer the Kedusha from the Sela of Maeser Sheni onto the copper, and then transfer it back onto the better of the two Sla'im, because yes, you're allowed to transfer Kedusha onto Nechosh, Shoshes, but you're not allowed to leave it that way. You got to get it back onto silver. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we had a Machlokas, whether you're allowed to transfer the Kedusha of silver Meiser Sheni coins onto a gold coin. Rabbi Shammai said that you're not allowed to do that because we're afraid you're going to delay and bring it to Yerushalayim. Basil says you are allowed to do that. And Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, I did it for Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And apparently they hold, like the Beis Hillel, that's totally motivated. Okay, Ben Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches.